Okay, so we're about to start an amazing sefer. We've been learning a lot about Hashem. I'll tell you about it now. We've been learning a lot about Hashem, both in Betochen, both in Bechimah, which is also Chelek of Betochen. The sefer teaches you how to talk to Hashem. It's very interesting. We're going to go through the Akdama because it's important. It's a big eye opener. This is a big eye opener. I'm right at the beginning. Ha'ara. Sharim Betfila. Baruch Shimshon David Pinker. That's all. This he wrote himself. This is not taken from the Shirim. This he wrote himself. There's an English translation if anybody wants. Let's start. Being that this pamphlet, he calls it a pamphlet, a kuntres. That's what he called it. Deals with things of Musa and Agadata. But you know what he wants here? But it comes in a style that is very short and essential. You shouldn't learn too much at once. If you drink lots of dvash, it's not good. It's very easy, you'll see. Once you start with the sefer, it's very easy to just whiz through it. Because they're very easy to grasp, and they also, they draw you, because there's so many in. And you're also going to think that he's repeating himself. You won't understand the differences, the subtle differences between each sugya. And that's the whole purpose of this sefer. To emphasize that even though this is tefillah and this is tefillah, they're not the same. They are called different things and they have different applications. Okay, so you call it a call, ma'at pa'machat, ma'amat. When you go through the whole thing, slowly, slowly, carefully, you get enormous benefit from each sugya. You'll be able to add for yourself as you go ahead. Shlomo Melech says a wise man will hear, and he'll add to what he hears. That's how we ended off Shara Bechina, remember? I'm just giving you a few examples, and you'll build yourself. And a wise man will develop tactics and ways in order to acquire this sugya. So you got it. We're not going to do a lot. That's why maybe we will do something else during the week. I haven't worked out exactly what the plan is. Well, we're going to start. We've been learning it for a while. The Friday morning share, we do it once a week, and it's amazing. We don't do much. We do a paragraph a week. You've got the whole week to work on and think it. It's been amazing. But I want to introduce the sefer. I think it's critically important to learn the sefer. So that's, by the way, what he's saying is a good answer with anything in the world of Musa Nagadata. Slowly, slowly, slowly. It's very easy to whiz through in the Mesidis Yisharim, you know? You come away with nothing. He himself said in Akdama there, the Ikatoelis in the Mesidis Yisharim is not when you do it once or twice. Over and over and over. Slowly, slowly. The main purpose of this sefer is not to arouse your minds, to get emotionally aroused in your tefillah, and to find ways to purify your heart in pure kavanas, or to understand the words of tefillah. It's but it's to introduce you to all the different types of tefillah that they are. And how they're all very different one from the other. You just saw this thing called tefillah. There's tefillah, tefillah, tefillah. You need something, you ask. We're going to see it's not so simple. The same way as I know that there's snow. And there's snow, snow, snow. Eskimos have got how many words for snow? There's all how? Lots. And I once knew the number anyway. Interesting trivia.
Right.
What?
We have for rent. We have for money.
Matar. For Simcha also, we have lots of different words. But that's the main ikar of a Jew. Anyway, that's the for love. We have Chemda, we have Ava, we have Yitzah, Ritza, Asra, Sholem, Vireus. We have lots of different words for the, yeah. So Tefillah also has lots of different words. Because Tefillah is not just Tefillah, we're about to discover. The Sefer is based. He's calling it a kudras. I can't do that. I'm calling it a Sefer. Okay. He wants to call it a pamphlet. Call it what you want. I'm calling it a Sefer. That's what it is. A Choshul Sefer. There's a pasuk right at the beginning of Eschanan where Rashi tells you that there's Esel Hashenes Shel Tefillah. There's 10 different types of Tefillah. And the Midrash and the Yalkut brings down 13 different words for tefillah, and they represent different types of tefillah. The same as the Torah, there are different mesechtas and there are different sugyas, correct? It's not enough for a person to just learn makas for the rest of his life. You get the mitzvah of Tomal Torah, but you understand Amharic. And it's Sarah who is Shadal Lahakif, Kola Masechtois, for Kola Sugyas, for Yaidim, for Yiminim Gulam, Al Bruim Kafikoichoi. You have to try and understand all of Talmud Torah as much as you can. The Talmud Chochem, what is a Talmud Chochem? Today we use that word very lightly. But the Shulchan Aruch's definition of a Talmud Chochem is Mishiodea Lisa Velitan Betaira, Umevin Midaita Bereiv Makoimus a Talmud Vepirushov. He knows the give and take of Torah and understands in his own mind, in his own das, most of the places of the Talmud and its Pirushim. Keinu adover betfilah. So to tefillah, the yesh bo kama v'kama mesechtos v'sugyos. There are lots of different mesechtos and sugyos in tefillah. Umivada shetzarich adam letet lo es libo es shetfilah se tiye b'kavona b'kaloch. So a person has to make sure that his tefillah is b'kavona b'kaloch. You have to learn hilchos tefillah. And you have to work out how to have kavona b'tefillah for sure. You have to understand the Pirush HaMilim for sure. But there's something else that's not usually addressed. There's also Shleimus in a person who's Isaac in the different ways of Tefillah, and he knows which type of Tefillah to use for which situation. Chidushim, yeah? Chidushim, you don't. A bit better, but worse. You know the office, you have Kibbutz, you don't have Kibbutz, you don't. Sometimes you govern with a bit more emotional arousal, sometimes, but let's see. But 1 second, what's your problem? What's the correct approach to deal with this issue? Never thought about that. Rashi tells us there's 10 lashonis of tefillah. So that means there's 10 different types of tefillah because you don't have the same name for the same thing. We saw them in Bayez. You'll deal with that as well. Could be in the Shmoneh Esrei also. You'll have to use parts of these things. You'll see. Yeah. That's also tefillah. They got tefillah. What kind of tefillah? We'll see. Deal with it. We said them is by Yosef Amash and not to Chazal. Esen Hashem is saying betefillah. We do Esen Mispa Amayra Lashleim is Bekol Mokum. 10 is a wonderful number, and 10 always is an expression of Shleimus. We know that once you have 10, there's nothing new. 11 is just another level of of 10. It's just another, nothing new is happening. Once you have 10, there's nothing new happening. Once you have Essa Debrois, once you have Essa Makois, something else. Nachon, good question. No question. Hashem's Gematria your name is 26. Every number is Choshev. He has a Sefer. I don't know what it's called now. It's on Echad Miyodeya, you know, the God who sings the Echad Miyodeya. He goes through a wonderful, also he calls it a Kuntus. It looks a bit like this one. And he goes through all the numbers and explains what 10 is, 11, 12, while the Shlosh 11 be 12, while there's Shlosh Avois, Avayimois. That's all he goes. It's amazing Sefer. And that's him. He reflects good. Excellent. So I'm saying he has a Sefer. That's gone there. It's into a common what it's called now. A wonderful, wonderful Sefer. Yeah, sometimes they bring down. In the beginning, people published the list of all this. Sorry, I don't know if it brings it here. No. Anyway, I think he refers to it somewhere in here. I have a copy at home. It was interesting. You know what it's called? I'll let you know. He tells you what one. He goes through the whole of Echad Miyodeh and explains what it means. Amazing.
Also, 10 L'chari is also like 1. It's a 0 in front of it. Why is, what's 10 like?
I'll give you a pinkus a safer on numbers and you've got 10. You'll ask me your question. I'm letting you know.
So you said 10 was like, there's no more than 10.
They'd never have anything called 10. 10 is always a shlemus. What is 10? The Maharal says 9 and 10 are the same. Okay, you want to go and understand that? Go and understand that. 39 and 40 is the same. That's why the Torah says give him 40 lashes, we only give him 39. Why? Because it's the same number, he says. I don't know. We'll learn Hilchus Tefillin as well. While we're here and get off the subject. The subject put in. There's a Sefer that discusses all the numbers. Go learn the Sefer. Go learn Hilchus Gematrias and whatever. That's sugya. Oh, he brings it right down. Yeah, I don't know. Mamash, the next line he brings it. You see, I was miscovered. I'm starting to get into his headspace. I'm the Kundras Birkas Acheshbon. That's what the Sefer is called. Birkas Acheshbon. Mashin is Basham, the Zeb is Ratashem. Okay, sorry. There's 10 statements that the world was created. There's a Dibros, and then there's a in order to get from the one to the other, you need Esamakos. We mentioned that from the Chiddush Arim a while ago, remember? But to get from Esamamoros to Esadibros, you need Esamakos. Yeah, that's the Talich. You can't get from Esamamoros to Esadibros without Esamakos. Okay. Ein kan mokum laharich. V'kan, shematzanu b'tvila esa neshoynes, move with esh, in the tvila, yesh hekef v'shleimus la'atzmo. Since there's 10 expressions of tvila, that in itself is a shleimus, and in and of itself. V'nafkemina g'doyle la'anu mazeh. There's a big nafkemina, you need to know these things. Why? Who cares? I doubt it. Sometimes I cry, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I shout a bit louder, sometimes I... No, there's a big nafkamina here. You waiting for a call? Yeah?
Awesome.
Yeah? Nafkamina gedoyle lanu mazeh, the kamoshe b'teira, mi sheyetze ledat, ha'alocha b'inyan mesuyam. Who wants to know the loch in a certain area? V'yosim iyonai b'mesech tesachet, v'gei atzuma limtso es ha'achro b'dinzeh. And he puts all his koiches be'ian and he learns the mesecht and he learns it because he wants to find a solution to this halachi problem. Afilu yomol kol yomov kedaka shel Torah. Even if he'll toil his whole life in the way of Torah. Lo yimotzim avuka sha'im halacha zu nimtzim mesecht acheres. If the answer to his problem is another mesecht, he can toil in this mesecht for the rest of his life. He won't find the answer to his problem. Hainu, ain't daiva masha yomel visamek. It's not enough that he's toiling and going deeper and deeper. And it's sari chugam leheke for bekias. He also needs to know all the subjects. Kainu adova bavoidus at tfila, so too with tfila. Maach shagil lani chazal, she esen a shayn is name rubit tfila. Kashesh inyan nochut she tzarech lal palala. Once chazal have told you that there's 10 lashaynis of tfila, now a person needs something. He needs something very urgent. He needs to daven for it. It could be that he'll mamash daven with all the regesh and all the kavona, the whole world. Im sora mare mina shemaim al inyan ze tolu davke besug mishem shel tefila. However, if this thing that he wants is dependent on a particular type of tefillah, lo yosig et mechukushre ela rak alida oisa su tefillah davka. He'll only get what he wants from that particular type of tefillah. It's no good if you want to understand something about Hilchus Shabbos, opening up Hilchus Beis HaMikdash or Hilchus Brochus. You're not going to find the answer there. Well, that's shocking news. That's shocking news. Tefillah, tefillah, tefillah.
It's so different. It's so personal. When you open your mouth and you talk to Shabbat.
Borrow. No, no. We're going to deal with this in a total way. You've been around long enough to have a problem and to deal with it in a total way. Chazal tell you there's 10 lashonos of tefillah. You have an answer to that problem or not? You can rant as much as you want. You're not going to change the Chazal that says there's 10 different types of tools for tefillah, and you need to use the correct tool in the correct situation. And who says you can't be personal when you're doing that? Very personal. It's your relationship with Hashem. But there's different types of relationships. And different situations require different responses. And we're going to learn about them, those who want to and those who don't. And I don't see anybody tying you to an electric chair to stay here.
I want to, but that means...
But ask a question on what we've learned up to now.
That seems to me, I'm understanding it to me, that the person who doesn't know, is not familiar with the toolkit of 10 tefillahs, and doesn't know how to implement the right one at the right time, therefore his tefillah is like mishash. It's like it doesn't have any effect at all. It's very hard to digest.
It's very hard to digest the fact that somebody who doesn't know Hilchus Shabbos is a Makal Shabbos. Nothing on me. And somebody who doesn't know Hilchus Brochus is making Brochus Levatola and using Hashem's name in vain millions of times in his life because he doesn't know Hilchus Brochus. And any other area of halacha could be somebody who doesn't know Hilchus Nida, probably could be Chayv Koros 1,000 times Chasvin in his life as well. So now we're being introduced to a new subject called Tefillah, and it could be Nachinami. That up to now, again, you could be that you're called the Finik Shanishba, could be your Onus, and you know that. But if this is what Chazal tells us, we're going to have to digest it, no matter how bitter pull this is. Because if this is the truth, this is the truth, and we're interested in the truth. And my emotional reaction to the truth is going to have to take care of itself until we learn the truth. I said, I'm not going to come down from Shemayim with a stick and beat you to death because you never knew this before. Could be your attention, could be honest. The same way as there's a million things we don't know. But just because we don't know something, we learn something new, doesn't mean that I have to have a tantrum. I'm going to say, wow, I never knew this. Psh, I better start learning this and see how I can mishtapeh my tefillah. I've come a long way in tefillah, you know, and I'm certainly improving. I've been learning Hilchus tefillah and getting much better at it. But now you're offering me more in this area? That's gavaldik. I love money, so you're giving me more money. That's great. I don't know, there was a thing called futures. Futures? What do you mean? I can buy some, I don't know if that works, yeah, but you can make money. Okay, so let me see. Let me learn about it. I love money. So then I'm going to be interested in futures. I might even start looking at Bitcoin because they tell me you can make money out of that. And if I love money, I'm going to look into it. I might decide not to use it. But I wouldn't say, well, how much time? I mean, how many things can you make money from? If you're interested, yeah. If you're not interested, then you're just going to close the safe and go learn something. But if it's true that you're not learning the lochos of Shabbos properly, you're machal Shabbos. If you're not learning the lochos of tefillah properly, you're not davening properly. If you don't know that there's all these wonderful tools and you're busy filling up your toolbox with all these different tools, like the Chinah and Betochen and Yichud Hashem and others, a new one. There's a new tool here called Eser Lashonos Shel Tefillah. Because I'll tell you, there's Eser Lashonos Shel Tefillah. Well, what must I do? Yeah, there's that as well. For sure. I don't know yet because we haven't seen enough. I don't know yet because I don't know what it's going to say. All he told us is 10 Lashonos of Tefillah, and these 10 Lashonos obviously represent different aspects of how you build that relationship with Hashem in a thing called tefillah, and different situations can acquire different nuances in tefillah. And if we have to use different nuances for different situations, that's all we've seen up to now. How that's going to manifest, how that's going to look, what that's going to be, I don't know yet. We have to read the Hagdama. You need to see where your reaction to this came from. That's the avoider before you get anywhere. What's the reaction? I just want to daven the way I've been davening all my life. Okay.
It's a personal.
We're not going to take, no one's going to take that away from you. Marriage is a very personal connection with your wife as well, but there are people that can give you aches on how to do it better as well. How you go about doing it yourself, the same way as learning Torah. One second. Did I ever tell you the story of heard this from Eisen and the Mashgiach of Ne Yisrael? No. Oh, Ne Yisrael. Ne Yisrael. So he told us that Ruchaim Steinzatzal was the Rosh Hashiva of Tels, Doin Oilo, unbelievable giant. And they knew each other from before, and he met him. He was much older than him. Ruchaim Stein was much older than Rabbi Eisenman. And he met him once, and they were talking. He said to him, "Are you still painting?" He was a wonderful artist. He was an artist. He asked him, "Are you still painting?" He said, "We're talking about, he's got time to paint. Rosh Hashiva, I'm preparing Sherim, and he's got time to paint." If this doesn't blow the socks off your feet, then nothing will. Answer your question. How personal you can get. So, Rav Eisenman said, he said, I said, Shem, you know that you're chayev. Shemaim, they're going to hold you accountable for that. Hashem gives you a talent, and you don't use it, you're chayev for that. Listen to this. Stein said to him, who said I'm not using the talent? I just said I'm not painting. How do you think I learn a Daf Gemara? I accept all the blank faces in the room. No one has a clue what he meant. Not a clue. What did he mean? Not a clue. Now, I don't know how you learn a Daf Gemara as an artist with painting talents, because I had none of them. Rulers with straight lines I find complex. So straight lines with rulers I find difficult. So I don't know how you learn a Daf Gemara as an artist, but I know how I learn a Daf Gemara. And I know how I approach a Daf Gemara based on who I am. And it's not the same way that anybody here does either. Because everybody's different, and everybody's going to learn a Daf Gemara differently. That's why you can't just learn Gemara Rashi. Because Rashi approached it one way, and Tosfos approached it another way. And the Meiri and the Ran and the Rosh and Ein Sof approach it differently. That's why there's a Reb Shimon and a Reb Baruch and a Naftali and a Chaim Briskena. Because each person comes at it from his unique position, his unique talent. And doesn't need two people learning the Torah the same way. You don't need two Moshe Rabbeinus in the world. You need Moshe Rabbeinu and you need Baruch Perchik. Because you're adding something to the way you learn a Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu never did. Because you're bringing Baruch Perchik to the Gemara. Gemara is just this personal relationship with Hashem as Tefillah. Therefore, it's always going to be different. The same with Tefillah. But you need to know the basic rules and regulations of the game. Within the parameters of what's called Tefillah, there's plenty of room for your own personal individual expression. And once you learn this, you'll see it's much more than you ever had before. You'll have so much more ability to express yourself in your own unique personal way once you've learned these tools than you ever had before. But your kashrus starts long before you start learning Shalim B'Tefillah. Your question starts when they offer you a siddur and it's got Shmoneh Esrei in it. And you just babble out the words. You're basically you're twitching your lips at a shtender. That your kasha starts then. Doesn't start now when we tell you there's another man who's trying to subfilla. You had that kasha when you were 6 years old. I want to daven personally and I want to express my own thoughts and my own feelings. I don't want to be saying what some guy 2,000 years ago told me to say. As the Baal Tshuva says when he's trying to find a way out of yeshiva. So you know what you say to him? Do you daven like that? If he says yes, gesunta, carry on davening like that. But they never say that. They always say, no, I don't. So he hasn't got a kush on why he has to daven in a fixed way. He just doesn't want to daven. So he's found an excuse not to daven. Because if he wanted to daven in a non-fixed way, he would daven in a non-fixed way and he would talk to Hashem the way he wants to talk to Hashem. The Chofetz Chaim, when he davened Shmoneh Esrei, in the middle of every bracha, Reb Chatzkel Avramsky was once davening next to the Chofetz Chaim. He eventually became the Avbeislin of London. I'm not talking about a million years ago. He was davening next to the Chofetz Chaim, and in the middle of every bracha, he heard the Chofetz Chaim talking in Yiddish. And then a whole speech in Yiddish. The whole of Shmoneh Esrei. Chatzkel was amazed. I remember the Chofetz Chaim's a poisek. He knows how to daven. He knows how to put his own. You don't try this at home. Because you have to learn a lot of halacha and you have to ask a lot of shalom how you do this. But the Chofetz Chaim was a poisek. Yeah? He was a shtickle poisek. He knew what he was doing. So Chatzko was astounded. What's he doing? They went to him and he said to him, what are you doing? Well, what's with the Yiddish speeches in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? He said, when I ask for something, I have to make it real. If I'm asking Hashem for das, I'm just explaining to him why I want das, what I'm going to do with it, why I feel that not having it is a lack and I can't serve you properly. And when I say Boyinu Shalayim, I'm explaining, I'm motivating what I'm asking for. That's very personal, no? In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So Chatzko said to him, why Yiddish? Hashem, you know, you speak Hebrew very well, Loshon HaKodesh, and Hashem understands Loshon HaKodesh. So what's with the Yiddish? He said, the Mama Loshon is the best. When you say it in your own language, then you can really express what you're feeling. Yiddish was his mother language. You get it? There's plenty room for personal expression in every aspect of Yiddishkeit. In fact, if you're not doing that, it's not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is not about being a clone. I'll tell you the most astounding thing. When I don't have time, I'll show it to you later. I'm going to look for it. It's in the Nefesh HaChaim in Shabbos. He says, and why did you need Nevi'im? I'll come back to you. I haven't forgotten. Why did you need Nevi'im? Well, the angels can't say that they were Nevi'im. Great, great minds. Shorara Peshmon Esra. Doesn't look that complex. When they wanted to add the 19th Brochel, the Malshinib. Doesn't sound so hard. Given enough time, I think I could have also put together some kind of an expression of my, you know, desire to get rid of the Christians. You know, that's how you ever looked at it. That's how they're complex. They couldn't find anybody to write it. Chazal couldn't find anyone to write it. Until Shmuel Cotton came along and he couldn't find anybody. What do you mean? You know, there were great people running around the world at that time. No, nobody knew how to do it. Ain't just this, you know what the Nefesh HaChaim says? It's astounding. No two Shmoneh Esreis were ever the same. That was how they set it up. The way they set up the words, the way they put the letters together, the way they permutated the whole thing, understanding the secrets of the universe and understanding when you're davening what buttons need to be pushed and what hashpo is to come into the world and how that all works, etc., etc., etc. No two Shmoneh Esreis will ever be the same. No two people will ever daven the same Shmoneh Esrei because it's perfectly aligned to you. And no tefillah will ever do the same thing that the tefillah before did or the next tefillah is going to do. That's how they set it up. Go understand that? Ani lo yochol. Artificial intelligence would struggle to match the anxiousness of Gedolah. Said, that's your mission. Write a tefillah that for the next 2,000-3,000 years is going to push exactly what buttons it needs to push at that time, at that moment, depending on, come on. You thought, you know, Hillel setting up the calendar for the next 3,000 years was a major task, you know? No Rosh Hashanah Rabbah on Shabbos, no this. You've got to come up with a calendar. You know, Rosh Chodesh, that's pretty impressive. Shmoneh Esrei? No two tefillahs will ever be the same. And that's the way they set it up. Built into your Shmoneh Esrei is all those variations. Get it? So that's very personal, nachon. Because it gave you your own personal Shmoneh Esrei. It looks the same as everybody else's. Yeah, but it's not. Ten lashonis of tefillah. So if somebody's interested in having a relationship with Hashem, then this is the place to be. If not, go and try and find the answer to whether you can play chess on Shabbos in Hilchos Shechita. Bye-bye.